In this tutorial, we will review the completely redesigned layout of the main menu screen in MedEnt. The main menu has now been organized with individual sections to present the practice management and medical records areas in a clear and concise layout. The new design of the main menu enables you to view information from multiple different areas through a highly customizable and modernized design. The separate practice management and medical records divs will make the main menu much more navigable and efficient for all users. The separate practice management and medical records divs will make the main menu much more navigable and efficient for all users. The main menu is now even more user-friendly and oriented for optimum efficiency with all touchscreen devices. This new format enables you to display all of your most important practice management and medical records areas from one central location. And you will now have the ability to personalize the default layouts of the practice management and medical records divs to meet your specific work requirements directly from the main menu. Throughout the personalization and your daily use of the new main menu, you will notice that the Type to Search feature will be available to quickly access any areas or items in your system. Configuring your own main menu layout starts by clicking the respective setup icons on the top right corner of the practice management and the medical records divs. Clicking the setup icon on the practice management div will prompt the practice management setup screen to appear. This screen will display all of the practice management areas in the order that they are displayed on the new main menu screen. You will notice directional arrows on the right side of each practice management item that will allow you to adjust the location of those items on the main menu screen. These arrows allow you to move each item up or down so that they are displayed in the order that will be most effective for all of your daily work routines. You can also select an item by clicking on the text description, and the item will become highlighted in gray. And you will now have the ability to move the selected item using the up and down arrows on your keyboard. If you would like to remove an area from being displayed on your main menu screen, you can click the trash icon on the rightmost side. You will always have the ability to add the item back to the main menu by clicking the Add Item to Menu button at the top of the listing. When this button is clicked on, the Practice Management Area Selection pop-up will appear. When this button is clicked on, the Practice Management Item Selection pop-up will appear. This pop-up contains all of the practice management items that you would need or want to display on your personalized menu. As mentioned earlier, the Main Menu pop-ups and the Main Menu Setup pop-ups have the Type to Search feature enabled so that you can simply begin typing the name of the area or item that you are looking for, and the pop-up will automatically narrow the search results to that specific feature. In the selection pop-up, a check mark on the right side of the item. In the selection pop-up, a check mark on the right side of the item listing indicates that that item is currently being displayed on the main menu. Clicking on any of the checked items will remove the item for your. Clicking on any of the checked items will remove the item from your main menu display. Clicking on any of the checked items will remove the item. Clicking on any of the checked items will remove the item from your main menu display. You will also notice that some items will display a right-facing arrow on the right side of their listing. This icon indicates that the area contains a submenu with other items that are available to be selected to display on the main menu screen. When one of these items is clicked on, the submenu will appear where you will be able to review the items that could be useful to you and should be added to the page. When one of these items is clicked on, the submenu will appear where you will be able to review the items that could be useful to you and should be added to the practice management divs display. The submenu pop-ups also offer the type to search feature to quickly narrow the listing to a specific item. Each item that contains a submenu will have the item menu option. Each item that contains a submenu will have the item menu option selected at the top of the submenu pop-up. Having this option selected allows you to access the full submenu directly from the main menu screen. If the item menu option is checked in the submenu, the menu icon will display on the left. The menu icon will display on the left side of the item's title in the main menu. After reviewing all of the submenu items, if you decide that only a few of those options, apply to you, you can click the item menu option to remove. You can click the item menu option. You can then select You can then select the specific items that will be used frequently, and only those items will display on the Practice Management div. However, if there are at least several items in the submenu that you use often, it is recommended that you keep the item menu option selected, as it can be an extremely efficient tool to help you quickly navigate to an item that wouldn't otherwise need to be displayed by itself. Submenu items may contain a submenu within itself, indicated by an item with another right-facing arrow. Again, these items will have the item menu option at the top of that respective submenu. Again, these items will have the item menu option at the top of their submenu. If you feel that the majority of those areas are important for your work requirements, you can select the item menu option to If you feel that the majority of those areas are important for your work requirements, you can select that item menu option to display directly on the main menu. As a default, the patient information item will be listed at the top of the practice management div. Because this item is frequently used, it will be highlighted at the top of the practice management setup screen and on the main menu. However, this item can be removed from the main menu display if necessary. However, this item can also be removed from the main menu display if necessary. Medin encourages all users to take full advantage of the typed search feature throughout your setup and daily use of the main menu. This ability can greatly reduce time and effort when trying to locate essential areas in your system. Back at the Practice Management Setup screen, the button line contains options. Back at the Practice Management Setup screen, the button line contains options that may be useful when organizing and/or reorganizing your Practice Management div. The Merge Default button will allow you to maintain any items you currently have selected to display, but will also merge any default settings that may have been deselected or removed. Clicking the Restore Default button will revert your Practice Management div back to its original default settings. This can be used if you would like to restart your customization of the div. The Log button will display information regarding any changes that have been made. The log button will display information regarding any changes that have been made to the main menu layout. Finally, the check mark in the top left corner of the screen will exit the practice management. And return you to the main menu. Back at the main menu, the setup icon in the top right corner of the medical records div will allow you to access the medical records setup screen. The medical records setup screen works in the exact same way as the practice management setup area. Using the arrow icons will allow you to move items to display in the order that you prefer. You can also click on an item's text description to highlight the specific item and quickly move it up and down You can also click on an item's text description to highlight the specific item to quickly move it up and down in the listing using your keyboard. Clicking the Add Item to Menu button will prompt the medical records area. Any checked items will be displayed in the medical records div on the main menu. Items that include the right-facing arrow icon indicate that the item has a submenu with options that you may consider selecting to display on the main menu screen. As is with the Practice Management selection pop-up, the Type to Search feature can be used to navigate through all of the items in the medical records selection pop-up. This tool will allow you to quickly navigate the medical records items that you would like displayed on your main menu. This tool will allow you to quickly locate the medical records items that you would like displayed on your main menu. The button line on the top of the medical record setup screen contain the same options available on the practice management setup screen. The Merge Default, Restore Default, and Log buttons can be helpful when reorganizing and reviewing your medical records div setup. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the main menu. As mentioned earlier, items that display the menu icon on the left side of their text description indicate that additional submenu items are available. Clicking over any of these items will prompt a pop-up to appear and display a list of related options. Again, you can use the Type to Search feature in any one of these pop-ups to quickly narrow the listing and locate the necessary item. Please note that if you find yourself using one of the pop-up menu options more frequently, you can right-click on that option and another pop-up will appear that will allow you to pin it directly to the main menu div. In both the Practice Management and Medical Records divs, you also have the option to move or delete any of the items that are currently displayed directly from the main menu. Right-clicking over an item will prompt a pop-up to appear with options to move up, move down, or delete the item. Finally, as indicated by the magnifying glass icon on the right side of both the Practice Management and Medical Records headings, clicking over the headings text will prompt a complete practice management or complete medical records menus to appear. Finally, as indicated by the magnifying glass on the right side of both the practice management and medical records headings. Clicking over the headings text will prompt a complete practice management or complete medical records menu to appear. When the pop-up appears, you will notice that the heading states filter list by typing. Here you can once again use the type to search feature as a convenient way to quickly navigate the entire practice management menu or the medical records menu. This concludes the new main menu overview video tutorial. When the pop-up appears, you will notice that the heading states filter list by typing. Here, you can once again use the type to search feature as a convenient way to quickly navigate the entire practice management menu or the medical records menu. This concludes the new main menu overview video tutorial.